some lovely Christmas jumpers going on. I love mine. I have lights on mine. Hang on, let's see if I can work. Oh. They're an easy crowd to please, aren't they? Come every Sunday. Honestly, congregation are hard at work. Don't take much, does it? Since being a mum, I have loved seeing Christmas through the eyes of a child, especially little children. I read this comment online from a 13-year-old who was really wanting a kitten but wasn't getting very far. I'm going to turn this off because I'm going to distract you. It's distracting myself from the flashing. Wise advice, she said. If you want to get a kitten, start by asking for a horse. I've been running a campaign in my household to get a puppy. So, is that going to work, Paul? No, still not letting me have a puppy. Okay. My favourite bit of kids' advice is this. When your mum is mad at your dad, don't let her brush your hair. As I was growing up, Christmas mornings were pretty much the same every year. Perhaps it was the same in your house. Everyone has a different job to do. The children's job was to rip open every present as quickly as we could. My mum's job, apart from the dinner, was to try and remember who'd given us what, so after Christmas we would be forced to write thank you notes to every auntie in the world. And my dad's job was to wander around aimlessly in his slippers, collecting up wrapping paper. I remember one year as a child getting a tiny Tears doll. That ages me, doesn't it? It was the year I got a tiny Tears. My brother got a wind-up Evel Knievel. He got a better present. Wind-up Evel Knievel. You could wind it up, you let it go. Oh, that just ages. I was really jealous. So by the time Auntie Evelyn and Uncle Walter appeared for their lunch at lunchtime, I went to show Tiny Tears, and she had gone. She had been thrown away with the wrapping paper. I know. My dad had to go in his slippers up the garden, round the back, because we're from Yorkshire, and retrieve Tiny Tears from the bin. I thought, there's a sermon illustration in that. There's a lot of wrapping around Christmas, and sometimes it's difficult to know what to throw away and what to keep. It's easy for our attention to get attracted by all that's glittery. I am easily distracted by anything that's shiny. I'm like a magpie. Ooh, distracted. And sometimes in the midst of Christmas, with all the busyness and all the stress and all the things to do, we sometimes get a little bit distracted and perhaps now and again miss out on the true gift, what it's really about. One year, my brother Simon got goalposts for Christmas. My mum wrapped them and placed them in the garden. That's love, isn't it? With the football ready, imagining that he would get very excited on Christmas morning, ready to kick the ball in the goal, very excitable. It did not go to plan. Not only had it rained overnight, but Simon walked out into the garden, looked at the goalpost and said, I didn't want that. Ugh. He didn't like football, but there we go. We all know what it's like to get an unwanted gift. You have probably, women or maybe men, been given lavender bath salts. Who buys? Wilson's Chemist, do you sell lavender bath salts? Who buys lavender bath salts? People actually, is it just old ladies? It's a revelation. Lloyd's, do you sell soap on a rope. You're missing a trick there. Missing a trick. I'm so pleased there were chemists here tonight for my talk. I don't know, but they're the things that I get pretty much every year from somebody. Well, let's get her some lavender bath salts. And I don't know if you, like me, have had to practice, you know, the faith that you have. Ooh, that's just what I've always wanted. And that's, yeah, I know, I should just say that. Yeah, maybe I just need to be honest and go, do you love me that much? Thanks so much. I find it fascinating that Christmas becomes linked to unwanted gifts. There's now a website you can go to and give your unwanted gifts to, and they'll re-gift them. The Bible says, because I'm a vicar, I've got to get this in. The Bible says that God gave Jesus as a gift, and the people at the time didn't really want that sort of present. The Bible says this in John 3:16, it's a well-known verse, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. But people didn't particularly want that, so they nailed him to a cross, which isn't the best thing to do with an unwanted gift. Next time I get lavender gift salts, that's not what I'm going to do, Liz, because that's a little outrageous. I believe that the point of Christmas, amidst all the loveliness of Christmas jumpers, I love my Christmas jumper and sparkly lights and pigs in blankets, which, as I said at the carol service last night, why do we just have pigs in blankets at Christmas? We're missing out. They should be all round the year, shouldn't they? I love a pig in blanket, I really do. The real reason is the gift of a baby, Jesus, who would grow up to change the world. He's changed my life, and he's changed the life of millions of people around the world. So my vicarly moment for the night is that let's not make the mistake my dad did with my tiny tears. Let's not throw out the true gift of Christmas in the wrapping. Let's remember, in the midst of all our business, what it's about. Because I think we can all get a bit stressed at Christmas. Anybody stressed? No? Yeah. Thank you for being honest, Rima. Because our culture says that we, you know, everything's got to be perfect. That, you know, we've got to have, you know, like the Instagrammable house and dinner, you know, the fancy table and everything. But perhaps it's a good time just to go, I've made it to January. So it's a good opportunity tonight just to stop and think, just for a moment, what the real reason of Christmas is about. So I'll stop waffling. Happy nearly Christmas, everybody.